welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 19. I'm Delaney.
Here I'm Mariah.
Yep, we are rating guys, fighting, they're going up against each other. They're being ranked.
I really enjoyed this version of our podcast.
Hot they are.
But not just physical hotness.
Yeah.
All around hotness.
Emotional
but
hotness.
But without any sort of ranking system other than our own biases.
And they're being rated against other books we read. We don't really have criteria for those other books that we've read.
No. But today, in this episode, The Innocent Wife by Amy Lloyd, we are not going to do some rankings.
Yeah. Because this one, I feel, was a little bit more of a thriller. And I feel like the author didn't necessarily approve of
Dennis, the main character.
Yeah. Or of Sam, who's the female lead, being in love with him. I feel like the author was like, that was maybe not a great idea.
That could be true, yes. So the way we ended up with this book was that I went to my grandma's house and went, and my grandma was like, take all these books. And I said, which ones are romances? And she said, I don't know, maybe this one. And so it was one of those ones again where I started reading it and was like, well, there's a guy.
There's love.
There's a girl. And just the further I got, I was like, I mean, it looks like a thriller. It's not like it's trying to trick us.
It's not pretending to be romance.
No, but the further
along. We were
just like,
maybe it'll be romantic.
And the further along I got, I was like, uh-oh. But also, Lainey, you need to read this book because, uh-oh.
And I kind of, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
As a read.
Yeah.
So.
It was like one of those like teen like thrillers you watch on Netflix these days.
Yeah.
But in book form.
Yeah. It was, so yeah, good read. Mariah, do you want to give a quick summary?
Yeah.
You now know the characters' names.
Dennis and Sam. Yeah. I didn't know Sam was her name, by the way. But I knew Dennis because you texted it to me a couple days ago. Anyways. This is a book about Sam, who is a British woman who falls in love with Dennis, who is a convicted murderer. She falls in love with him while he's in prison. They write letters. Oh, so sweet. And then at the same time, there is like a documentary crew who really wants to prove Dennis's innocence. And it's not like just them and Sam who believes he's innocent, like the whole world.
Yeah.
Seems to believe he's innocent. Like, there's this big movement to get him out of prison. And so, well, so it's the story of him getting out of prison, being with Sam, is he a murderer or not?
Yeah.
Is kind of the big plot question.
Yeah. So, that covered pretty much the opening of the book. The only kind of important piece was So Carrie is the
documentarian.
Yes. And she's good pals with Dennis. And they,
because they've already made one documentary.
Yeah. And so they're trying to make another. And there's like more stuff that's happening with the case.
Yeah.
So outlining the details of the case. He was put in prison originally for murdering a 12-year-old girl. Holly something. Michaels. Maybe?
Sure. Don't ask me that question.
Okay, yeah, you don't know names. There was a lot of, like, a lot of the details of the case didn't line up with Dennis's story. Like, they had, like, one witness who said that he was at the scene or something, and then she later said that she lied.
Yes.
It was, like, pretty weak evidence.
Yes. Like, as I read this part, I was like,
seems pretty clear
that he didn't, like, not that he didn't do it, but that there is not enough evidence for him to be behind bars. Like, it's too circumstantial. Based on the law shows I've seen, he shouldn't be in jail right now.
Yeah. So the prison he's in is in a place called Altoona, or the prison is called Altoona Prison. He's from a town in Florida, correct?
Sure.
Okay. I don't remember. I think it's Florida.
I have no clue.
Okay. So Sam is a school teacher in England, and she is, she's like pretty unhappy in her life, and she like was following all the message boards that were like, Dennis is innocent, and she watched the documentary, and she was like, oh my god, this guy, he... definitely didn't do it.
Yeah, but, like, also to a point where, like, they have meetups where it's just people who, like, people in Britain who just think he's innocent get out for drinks.
Yeah.
And talk about his innocence.
Which is kind of, but, like, I don't know, it happens, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It brings people together.
I've seen things like that with, like, a case or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's been writing him letters, and they're very in love. And so she goes to the prison. Like, she leaves England and goes to America. And then, yeah, she, like, goes for, like, a visit with him. And, like, that first visit is really weird.
Yes. I don't really remember it. I'm reading it. Like, my first chapter, from my chapter one, which is when they meet, all I wrote was, she doesn't get to smell him because he's behind a window. Like, how do you know if he's attractive if he doesn't, you can't smell him?
I doubt he smells good. Like,
he's been in jail.
Yeah.
He gets that basic white soap that all the inmates get.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a smell to add to our list of attractive smells.
The smell of a prison inmate.
Yeah, and, like, this woman there is all,
super,
like,
rude.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you've got a thing for guys who kill little girls. Yeah. Like, you're weird. And
yeah.
Admittedly, like, what Sam is doing, kind of weird.
Like, yes, I mean, I wrote, so, like, as they're writing letters, I was like, okay, what would compel a person to A, write to a murderer, B, fall in love through letters?
Yeah.
And C, basically quit everything in your life to pursue a man behind bars.
A relationship with a murderer. Yeah. It's like, okay, Sam might not be, like,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, and I actually kept thinking, like, maybe she was going to be more not okay than she was. Like, I was like, maybe
they were
going
to reveal something.
Yeah,
like,
that she
oh.
was like a killer or something. But
yeah, kind of like in, spoiler alert, You, the TV show. Have you seen this?
No.
In season two, he, like, dates a girl and he's a serial killer and, like, he's trying to hide his serial killerness from his girlfriend. And then at the end, she's like, I love this about you. And then now, like, season three is coming. I guess they're going to serial kill together. I don't know. That's what this book needed.
Yeah. So there's, like, little chapters interspersed that are, like, from a book about Dennis.
Yes.
Life and times.
Yeah.
So the town where he's from is a place called Red River, which I think is in Florida. I don't know.
Okay.
They talked about, like, swampy land, so.
That's true. I mean, other places other than Florida must have swamps.
It could be, like, Louisiana or, like,
yeah.
something that region.
So does he have if he has a Louisiana accent, it feels like it changes Dennis as a person.
I don't know. Yeah, so it talks about his childhood, and he had a rough childhood. Like, child protective services were called on his family, like, a lot. And they were really poor. But he was on the football team, and, like, when Holly went missing, he was supposedly there.
At practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it also reveals that he, like, stole from a job at a retirement home.
Yes, that really bothered me. I was like, dude.
Red flag.
Stealing from old people? And, like, this, because, like, the book is saying, like, this is what the town used to
vilify him.
Yes. Like, look at, he's had this troubled past. He's stolen, like, what's to say from, like,
from stealing from a retirement home to, like,
to murder.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I agree that that's wrong, but I don't know, just, like, the level of stealing, it's different. I feel like these old people are old and dying, and you're just like, I will steal your few belongings you have to keep you company at night.
Okay, well, I was like, in his situation with, like, that level of desperation, I was like, I could see it happening.
I guess
it didn't surprise me.
I guess so. I just didn't like that it was seniors.
Yeah, that's fair. Steal from children next time.
Go after the children. They have a whole life to recoup what they've lost.
Yeah, so I'm on to chapter three now.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Yeah, so chapter three, Sam talks to Carrie about Dennis and thinks about how in love she is. And Carrie is gay or lesbian or whatever. She has a partner. And so I think that's, like, Sam didn't feel threatened by her in that way. And so then they become buds.
Oh, yeah, because Sam has some issues with other women.
Yeah, Sam
just has issues.
Yeah.
I was like, what does it take?
Yeah, so Carrie takes Sam to an interview with this guy, Officer Harries, like the town cop.
The cop that was like, you know.
He was the one who was like, he went, like, when this girl turned up dead, he was like, let's go talk to Dennis.
Yeah.
I think it's probably him.
Yeah.
Because Dennis was friends with his son, Howard.
Yes.
And so Officer Harries says that Dennis was, like, a bad influence on Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the documentary is, like, Howard was a bad influence on Dennis. But, yeah, Howard was, like, dealing drugs in high school. And Harries was, like, my son was not smart enough to be dealing drugs. It had to be Dennis that, like, made him do it, essentially.
Uh-huh.
And so they also mentioned that Dennis had a charge for sexual deviancy, which sounds very sketchy, but he was, like, thrown from a vehicle naked by the football team.
Right.
As, like, a hazing thing.
Yeah.
So he did not have a good time in school.
No. But the one thing that I wrote of, like, why the cops were, like, he's a suspect was, like, on they would send out search parties, and Dennis would go, but he wouldn't, like, be useful.
Yeah.
He would not bring a flashlight, and they're like, well, now you can't see anything, and he would, like, goof off and laugh, and everyone else was like, Holly, where are you?
Okay, so the other factor in this, which, like, is revealed now, or it's revealed next chapter, but I'm gonna reveal it to you guys now. There's, like, a lot of missing girls.
Yes.
Like,
that's all I wrote for chapter 4. Oh gosh, a bunch of girls went missing in this town.
Yeah, like, Holly Michaels was the sixth name that they listed.
Uh-huh.
So, like, Dennis had been a suspect in one of the other missing girls' case, and so that was why Officer Harries was like, this kid.
Yeah.
But they also were like, he had a vendetta against this kid because Howard ended up going to juvie because of the drug dealing thing. So he was like, Officer Harries just hated Dennis.
Yes. Lots of what feels like stereotypical small town crime problems.
Yeah.
The other thing that I have in chapter 3 is that we find out that she was basically, like, Sam, like, sexually abused by her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
I mean, I wrote, she agreed to date a guy and didn't stop him when he was hurting her sexually.
Oh. I took that as, like, I don't know. I was like, that's bad boundaries, but I didn't take it as, like, really strong sexual abuse.
But it would be.
It would be.
It would be.
That's fair. She has bad boundaries, and this guy that she was dating not cool.
Yes. But I was just thinking, oh, goodness, now you're going to go date a felon?
Yeah, good choice. But at the same time, like, right now, her, like, dating a felon is like she just going to visit him in prison.
Yeah.
So she's super in love with this guy, and, like, the whole world thinks Dennis is innocent, except for this town of Red River.
Yes.
Where they are like, he is bad news.
Yeah.
They go to see this. This was the weirdest part for me. They go to see a house that, like, fell into a sinkhole.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know what this had to do with anything.
I don't remember why. I remember them going to do this, to interview the man that lived near the sinkhole. Did he live near it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so this guy, sorry, we're going to talk about this because it's just really weird. This guy, half his house just, like, fell into a sinkhole, and...
Didn't his wife die in the sinkhole?
His wife died, went into the sinkhole as well and died.
Yeah.
And so, like, the documentary crew goes to interview this guy, and, like, he knew Dennis.
I was, like, I was trying to remember why. I wrote about the interview, because, like, it was sketch.
But, yeah, like... Yeah, the wife, like, died in the sinkhole, but then the guy, like, lives, like, slightly farther away from the sinkhole and just watches as the sinkhole slowly consumes his old house. Really weird situation. But yeah, this guy had hired Dennis to work for him for a little while.
That's why. I was like, why was he here? But anyways, I wrote, so what this guy reveals in his interview is that he caught Dennis once burning a snake alive.
In a bucket.
In a bucket. And I was like, this is Voldemort! Like... Yeah. Voldemort 101, when children burn animals, they're gonna turn into Voldemort.
Yeah, and so the weird part was Carrie is like, well, he wasn't putting kittens in the microwave.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's still an animal that you're lighting on fire. It's literally like exactly like putting a kitten in the microwave. Like, it's alarming and not cool.
No, it's not.
not
it's
cool.
not cool. I was like, no, this is not right. Yeah. And this is what the man's whole thing is, like, there was not something not
something
right
was
about
not
this
good
boy
about this kid.
Yeah, because like he was doing this snake thing young. It wasn't like this was recent to the like murder of Holly Michaels. It was like
he was when he was a kid.
Yeah. Not good.
Lindsay Durst is his pal, and she gets talked about here. I don't know if we like going to.
They visit Lindsay, I wrote. Oh, okay. So they go to see her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. And then that Sam just is like.
Anti-Lindsay.
She's like, I hate Lindsay so much. Yes. Because Lindsay says that she had like a friends with benefits sort of situation
with Dennis. When Dennis was a free man, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, and Lindsay was supposed to be Dennis's alibi. Like, she testified she was with him all night, so he couldn't have been him. Mm-hmm. But she was also like crazed and like love struck, and so they just didn't like
disregarded
her, her testimony was just like disregarded by the jury or the judge. I don't know, but no one believed her because she just seemed like she would do anything to keep Dennis out of jail. So all that to say, Sam hates her guts.
Yeah. And as an aside, I don't know whether we'll include this in the podcast, we might edit it out. I wrote at this point, I was like, never trust a woman who hates women.
Yeah. This is something that Carrie says as well.
Is it?
Carrie says any woman who doesn't like women shouldn't be trusted.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was like, I wrote that as a quote or if I was like.
And I wrote, amen to that.
Right? Yeah. Okay. That was like, and I think they were making that point about Lindsay.
Yeah.
But then as you're in Sam's POV, you're like, also Sam doesn't trust women.
Yes. Unless they are lesbians and aren't a threat to her.
Yeah. And yeah, very much. Very much agree. Not like some women you can distrust, but if you distrust all women, that's a concern. That's a red flag.
I wrote here, and I'm wondering who this was in reference to. I'm assuming this is a quote because this isn't something I would normally say. Not all women are bitches, so what does that say about you?
I don't know who said that. Maybe that was Carrie. Because Carrie did, like, get mad at her for talking so much about Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of this chapter, I was like, Sam, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
You have been dating this man for literally, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, we could. Maybe, like, they've spent 2 cumulative hours together in visiting hours. Like, you need to calm down and chill out about the woman that Dennis was sleeping with 20 years ago.
Because
he's been in jail for, like, 20 plus years.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, next chapter, she's, like, really distant with Dennis over this whole Lindsay thing.
I literally said out loud, yuck, this is disgusting. Like, I actually said it out loud, not just, like, in my head. I was like, ugh, yuck, this is disgusting.
Because she was, like...
Because of how awful she is. Ugh, like, way to make the main character so unappealing. She did a really good job.
Yeah, and then, so she's, like, being all terrible about Lindsay, and then Dennis is, like, marry me.
Yeah.
In response to
that. Oh my
that.
Gosh. This reminds, like, okay, so this is just, like Layla.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, do not get engaged...
Because of, like, this insane thing.
Thing, yeah. So, okay, I wrote the whole thing. So she decides to be passive-aggressive and rude because she's upset about Lindsay. So she tricks Dennis, basically. I can't remember what she does, but she, like, manipulates him into saying something about Lindsay. I wish I could remember what it was that she said.
It was something like, it was, like, about Lindsay visiting or
something. Yeah. And he was like, well, like, no one else comes to visit, like... No one or something. And she's like, well, I know Lindsay comes to visit. Like, one of those kind of situations where he was like, well, I don't even consider Lindsay. Oh, yeah. Like, do any other women come to see you?
Yeah.
That's what she asked. And he was like, no. Like.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, Lindsay says that she did.
And he was like, yeah, but Lindsay's just a girl.
Like, yeah. Like,
she's
not,
nothing to me. And then she gets mad and she's like about to storm off. And then he's like, marry me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her response is, how can I trust you? Yuck. That's what I wrote. I can't trust you, but I will marry you.
And then she tells Carrie, and Carrie's like, can I tweet it?
And she also omits the whole, right before we got engaged, we had a big, massive fight.
About Lindsay, which is just ridiculous.
Also, a thing where I'm like, no, you need to, like, be so excited about your proposal story. Even if it goes badly or, like, it's awkward or uncomfortable, you share it all because it's your proposal story. And if it is that bad and you don't want to share it, red flag.
Yeah, maybe not red the proposal flag. For you. Yeah, and so then they go to see Dennis's dad.
And he thinks he did it too.
Yeah.
His dad's like, oh, my son definitely murdered that kid.
Yeah. For some reason, I, like, noted, she, like, finds a notebook with a bunch of swastikas.
Because I noted that too, because I was like, girl. Like. Girl, when your boy drawing swastikas, you walk away.
Yeah. Like, that's not a good look for a dude.
She says it was because he was angry.
Yeah, this guy's like a walking red flag.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, and Kate, I thought that the author maybe would, like, be more subversive with this, or, like, somehow.
Yes, like, really only in the very, like, I don't even think it was chapter one. I think it was the prologue, like, because we got to read their letters. Mm-hmm. And in that chapter, it was like,
okay, maybe.
Like, he did nothing bad.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get to meet him, we're like, uh-oh.
Red, yeah, you're just, like, red flags.
Like, maybe he's not a murderer, but you shouldn't be with him. Like,
yeah. I know, like.
Like, pretty, I was like, okay. I don't remember what point where I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did this. But, like.
It was, like, really early for me. Like, I was, like, on the second chapter, and I was like, what? Like, why do I already hate him? Like, shouldn't I be. But I, maybe it was, like, to, like, have this building sense of dread about what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the reader is just, like, stop the whole time.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Not everything has to be a big mystery. You know, when he draws swastikas, he's not a cool kid.
Yes. The dad says, and I quote this to the documentary, that the town knew Dennis before he learned to be the prey instead of the predator.
I wrote that quote too.
Good one. Look at us. We're so on the same page
we
today.
We are. Oh, it's cute. It's cute that we're on it.
Oh, I thought it was cute that the dad knows Dennis so well.
No. I wrote, I was like, Carrie thinks the town is against Dennis. And I was like, but I'm with the town. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know about this kid. Like, he not good.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess my only justification is he's not good. But I do agree that there is not enough evidence for him to be convicted for the murder of Holly Michaels. Like,
yes.
That's the part that I can get on board with in terms of Carrie's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get on board with Sam falling in love with him.
Yes.
But I can get on board with maybe he doesn't deserve to be in jail.
Yeah, because Carrie also points out at this point that there was a bunch of sex offenders that, like,
lived in the area.
Yeah. There's, like, a whole trailer court that was, like, just sex offenders for some reason.
Like, there was lots of other ways they could have gone, and they didn't spend a lot of time going into these other directions. They focused on Dennis, And
yeah, like, they should have, like, justice for Holly. They should find the actual person who did it.
Yes, agreed. I agree with all of that.
Yeah, so chapter 8, there's a little bit more about the case where, like, his attorney had, like, a bad reputation.
Like, just not a good lawyer, you mean?
No, he wasn't, like, a bad lawyer. He was just, like, known for, like, getting killers off or something. So then, like, people were like, oh, this attorney took the case because Dennis did it, or something like that. It was, like, a public perception thing. And then we reveal that Dennis's mother killed herself, and that the dad wouldn't, like, sign the form so Dennis could go to the funeral.
Yes.
And so, like, the documentary crew, like, used that as, like, poor Dennis. Like, he couldn't even go to his mother's funeral. Yeah, so then Sam is running out of money, and the, like, documentary crew buy her an engagement ring.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I read the notes I write, and I just chuckle to myself. It's about this chapter, so we're good. I was like, this is weird. Why is the documentary crew buying the engagement ring? Why is the documentary crew throwing the party? But that was not what my comment was. Because she calls her mom, I guess, to announce this news. Like, we're getting married. So her mom is ashamed of her and her life choices. And my comment is, I'm ashamed of her. She might be the worst female we've read so far. And then I write this, a little bit of a summary about what's happening, because it's about Lindsay. Like, she's talking about Lindsay again. Lindsay's the worst. And Carrie's like, you need to stop. And she's, like, trying to be nice, because she's, like, mad that Lindsay wants to go see Dennis. And Carrie's like, Dennis gets to see no one.
Yeah.
Like, and you're trying to stop him from seeing someone who is his friend, who he's known for years. Friend, like,
yeah.
You need to chill the F out. And then I wrote, yeah, Sam is a terrible person. He's probably going to kill her. And that was what made me chuckle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sam, for some reason, feels very stressed about the wedding. It's almost like she knows she's making a really bad choice.
Decision. Doesn't she, like, want to almost back out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, like, the producers, like, give her work so that she can stay. Because the producers are like, this wedding will be, like, a good thing for the documentary.
Because guess what? Dennis approved, without telling Sam, for the documentary to film
the wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah.
For the show. And Sam's like, what? I thought we would have this private intimate ceremony. Which it was private because, like, they got married while he was in prison. But also not private because it's going to be on the documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, so then, yeah, they get married. And can I go on to chapter 10?
Yeah, I didn't write anything about chapter 10. It's a mystery to me. Here we go.
Tip line comes in, this serial killer named Wayne.
Oh, maybe I wrote it and just labeled it as chapter 11. I wrote that down.
Well, yeah, okay, so this, that was when the tip came in about the serial killer named Wayne. And they have to have, like, the shirt retested for, like, Wayne's DNA or something. And then, yeah, chapter 11, like, Wayne admits it.
Okay. So this is, this threw me off. I just had a question about this because I was like, the guy was, Wayne, was already in jail for other murders.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, okay, so they have his DNA and they have the DNA on the shirt. Wouldn't the computer have been like, ding, 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 that's a match.
I think you have to, like, ask.
Why?
I don't know.
That's dumb.
I don't know why.
They should definitely create a program that all of the DNA runs through all of the murder.
It was a pretty old case, though, admittedly, and he might have gone to jail after. This is a problem with
the criminal justice. Yeah, but as soon as he got his DNA scanned in, they should be like, let's run his DNA with all of the
old ones. Yeah, okay. But they all, but they might have been, like, case closed.
I guess it's case closed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they wouldn't have done it. Okay, fine. That's why they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Sam has a panic attack because, like, she's like, Dennis is getting out. Like,
now I have to, like, be with
him. I'm being married, yeah.
Yeah.
And Carrie is like, I'm scared too. But it's like, Carrie, you're not, like, marrying this guy. Like, but yeah, he was in jail for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, like, I didn't do the math. I just wrote earlier, because he was convicted when he was 18, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, he's in his late 30s now, is what I said.
Yeah.
And Sam is 33, by the way, of us to know that.
Why do you know these things, but, like, you didn't know Dennis's name?
Because I happened to note it, and so I wrote it down.
Okay.
So my thought when he was being released was like, okay, so he didn't kill Holly, but I'm pretty sure he killed all the other girls in the town.
Yeah, if not all of them, at least, like, a good portion of them. Like, he definitely is not, like, a safe person.
Yes. No. 100% no.
Yeah, so then they have this, like, party because they're like, wow, Dennis is out. And, like, Sam gets all, like, jealous of how he is with Carrie because he's, like, they hug and have, like, this beautiful reunion.
And, yeah, like, and he's, like, doesn't even touch her.
Yeah, he's really weird with her.
Yeah. He was more physically affectionate with Carrie and then told her to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, because she was too drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so at this moment, this is, like, a super side note, and you can cut it if you want. Because I was like, this reminds me of a musical. And then I was like, what's the song in the musical? So I went and listened to all I knew the musical, but I was like, what's the song? So I went and listened to all the songs, trying to find it. And this is the line from the song that reminded me of how Sam felt at the party. I tend to follow in his stride instead of side by side. And I'm a part of that, aren't I?
Are you going to tell people what song and musical it was?
Yeah, okay. So the musical is The Last 5 Years. And it is a song that I don't know its name. I'm a Part of That, probably, is what it was called. Which is a whole, I mean, the story is a husband and wife who don't really, too hard, too much to explain. But basically, this song is about her feeling like she has fallen behind her husband. Aww. And they aren't like,
yeah.
Am I a part of his life or do I just, am I just existing yeah. near him?
Wow.
It's a really good musical. And I was like, this is just, and in that movie / musical, it's a movie musical. They don't make it. And I was like,
shocker.
And he wasn't a murderer, so likelihood of
I wonder how this is gonna go.
Of Sam and Dennis making it. Probably not that good.
Yeah. So yeah, Dennis like asks to sleep alone.
Because he's like, I've been sleeping alone for so many years, and she thought they were gonna get down and dirty.
And
he's just rude.
Yep. He is.
He's like, I wrote the things he does. He tells her she looks like she needs a shower. He tells her she left the room messy because she left a pizza box on the ground and got her pillow damp because I think she had a shower and then like laid on her wet pillow and then her pillow was damp.
Yeah, and he's like, how dare you?
She cries because trolls are being mean about her appearance and looks online, and he's like, not like doesn't.
He's like, don't look at them.
Yeah, like he's not friendly at all. I'm like, you.
Guess what?
Awful.
You married a serial killer.
Yeah.
Shocker.
And he's like really into all the presents they got.
Yeah.
He's awful.
On the other hand, Dennis has scars from like his dad beating him.
Uh-huh.
And she asks about Lindsay, of course. Yeah, I think. Oh, he gets a manager too. And she teaches him how to use a cell phone.
Yeah, she teaches him all the techie stuff because I guess
he's been in jail.
Yeah, he would have been like in. He would have been put behind bars in like the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. There's like so. Chapter 15. He like goes online and he's like, "Why is everyone like acting like it's a bad thing to be a white man? Like they're being so against white men right now. What the heck?"
I do vaguely remember that because I mean I do like I thought I mean. A tiny bit of what he said, I was like, because he was, like, there was a part of his argument that was, like, they're trying to get all of the black men who didn't commit crimes out of jail. What about the white men?
Yeah, and it's, like, anyone who's innocent behind bars should not be behind bars.
It's just that it's so disproportionately
minorities
that are innocent behind bars.
Yeah.
Compared to the whites.
Yeah.
Of the world. And he, yeah. I mean, he kind of blows up about it later on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
got some thoughts.
He does.
And so, like, he, like, signs book deals, and they are going to include all the love letters. And they still don't sleep together for, like, a really long time. Like, not, I'm saying, like, they don't sleep together.
Like, in the same bed. Like, she sleeps on the couch.
Yeah, in the hotel room.
I actually don't think that they sleep in the same bed until they leave the hotel.
Yeah. I don't remember when they start, but like
they start when they go to his house later on.
That's like a long ways away though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she like as the book's going on, she's like thinking about this relationship she had with Mark.
Yeah.
And like she makes like some comment and I wrote here, she totally stabbed Mark. And I don't know like what she said that gave me that impression, but
I just was like, she did something really bad to Mark, and I was like, that's not good. Like, she's already freaking out about the press, and I was like, they're gonna look into her and they're gonna discover this thing, and then she's gonna like
be just ruined. Yeah.
I just wrote, I don't know what he was doing in this. I know that pretty much from the point of like the whole while they're in the hotel, he is awful in that he completely ignores her, neglects her when they're alone. And then he loves her, and he's so sweet in front of the camera.
Yes, he's terrible.
And then I wrote, he's so awful. Like, his negatives are so negative. Like, when a friend tells you the stuff about her, like, boyfriend, that makes you go, is there anything good?
Yeah. Like, why are you...
Yeah, because, like, sometimes people will say, like, yeah, but there's good times. I'm like, how good can the good times be that you would stay with this person?
Yeah.
And we have been reading all of the times.
And there hasn't been, like, there's the fame, I guess. But yeah, doesn't even seem to like that.
She doesn't like that. I said, she is not meant for stardom. She is good. Like, this is ruining her.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Chapter 17, Dennis gets a call from an old friend. And then he, like...
doesn't say who it is, and he's really shady about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the old game that you play.
With your wife.
Yeah. They fight and then decide to go to LA.
Like, that's where they're going to live.
Yes.
Because isn't she miserable about the weather? Or is it him? Someone's miserable about the weather.
Yeah, are they in New York at this point?
It doesn't make sense that she'd be miserable about the weather because, like, she lived in Britain.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't remember. She starts secretly smoking at this point.
How can people secretly smoke?
I don't know. You would smell it for sure. Yeah. And he does, like, later. He's like, I totally know that you are smoking.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think when they're in New York, he's like, I thought maybe it was just, like, the city just low-key smelled like cigarettes all the time.
Oh.
And I could almost believe that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were just like, maybe everything just smells like cigarettes. Yeah, so, like, Dennis is, like, going on talk shows. And, oh, he goes on this one talk show where they bring up the other missing girls.
Yeah. I read about that one.
He gets really upset about it.
Well, because they ask him to take a polygraph test.
Yeah.
They're like, take a polygraph test to prove that you didn't do it.
Yeah, and he's, like, not into it.
Yeah. I was, I was, like, back and forth on that. Because I was like,
I don't think it was fair for them
to do that.
Yeah, to spring.
But at the same time, if you're innocent, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But then also, like, polygraph tests are not accurate at all. Like,
yeah.
They can't use that in court because it means nothing. So I was like, but at the same time, even if it says, like, if it were to say,
you had something to do with these girls,
it could be inaccurate, but it totally paints him in a bad light. So, like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's awful.
I know.
It's really awful what they did.
It really is.
It's the only, probably the only time where I was like,
kind of on his side.
Yeah.
And, like, the same thing where, like, he was like, I was just wrongfully convicted. Like, I don't need to be wrongfully
convicted again
over, like, a polygraph, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he handles it very badly and, like, storms off, which just makes you look super guilty.
Yeah.
Like, there was no real winning
that
situation unless he was completely innocent. I just feel like if he was completely innocent, he's just like, I don't know anything about those disappearances, and then... he might have passed the polygraph, but the chapter 20, Sam cries because they haven't had sex. and then we find out his dad shot himself.
Yeah, more suicide in his family.
Yeah.
I just wrote, he doesn't seem very sad. And it doesn't, like, and his dad was awful. So I was like, it doesn't, like, it does, it's not that he it's has to a, be sad.
Yeah.
It's just the way he was being, too.
Was he was, like, not even surprised, really. Like,
yeah. And he was just, like, what the way I described it was, he's being so clinical.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, being a robot about this.
Yeah.
More robot than I think most people would be about the death of even a person they hate.
Yeah. I feel like it should have at least registered as, like, surprising. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't even, like.
I also wrote in this chapter, because there was a book we read where it was, like, someone was trying to manipulate someone. Do you remember we talked about this?
I don't know.
And I remember just being like, this was a terrible example of manipulation because they did not do a good job.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Dennis was way better at manipulating Sam than whatever that book was.
Yeah.
But maybe our followers and listeners will be like, it was that book, you idiots. You read it last podcast.
I wonder what it... The only one I can think of it being was Beautiful Disaster, but...
But that was so long ago. I don't think it was that one.
And they, like, romanticized the manipulation, so I don't think we even...
Ah, there was a... I mean, we... The reason I wrote that was because we had just recently done another book about someone trying to manipulate someone, and us being like, you're not doing a good job. Like, this is so clearly manipulation.
I don't remember.
But I thought that his... I mean, some of it was really obvious, but the one I wrote was... I don't like when you smoke because it reminds me of my father.
Yeah.
Where I was like, that is manipulation.
But it's like in a way that, like, is playing on her emotion.
Yeah. And I was like, the author was really good at doing that throughout the whole book.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it would be like gaslighting her a lot.
Well, that's not.
Not that. Not that.
But he does.
But that's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to go back to Red River to deal with, like, his father's stuff. And so he can't go to the premiere of this new documentary. And, like, he really wants to skip his dad's funeral to go to the premiere. But because of this whole talk show incident where he wouldn't take the polygraph.
His PR person is like, you gotta go.
You gotta go act like you're sad about your dad dying. So you don't look like a sociopath.
And on that first day, he disappears for hours. That's all I wrote. I'm like, Sam, open your eyes. He's returned to the place where he may have committed all these murders. And he's gone for hours.
Okay, wait. I think you missed... I don't know if you missed it, but they went to this store in Red River and, like, were, like...
No one will serve them or anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were, like, this random guy in Red River was, like, yeah, no, you're bad.
Yeah, that is earlier. Like, they arrive during the day.
And they have to do some stuff. Yeah.
And then at night, he goes to run errands for hours to get ready for the funeral. And when he comes back, he has different shoes on.
Yeah! Alarming.
And he's like, she's like, where? I think she asks him, and he's like, no, these are the shoes I was wearing. Like,
yeah, what? That's gaslighting.
Yeah, that's gaslighting.
Yeah. Oh, and then they were describing how gross the house was.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is well done, but I am so disgusted. Like, I don't know. It was intense description of how gross the house was. Because they're staying, like, in the dad's house. Dennis's childhood home.
Yes, and she doesn't want to, but he's like, it's fine.
Yeah. And there's some creepy person, like, hanging around the property as well. That, like, Sam notices, and Dennis is like, oh, whatever, it's fine. I'm sure there's not a creepy person here. It's probably just the kids. But yeah, I was like, that's probably Howard. I don't know. I just assumed. I was like, what?
I feel like your talent of books is that you can figure things out so quickly. I've never figured them out as quickly as you. I'm just like, oh, okay, a person. It's probably because I forget their names. So
yeah,
like...
you're just like, oh, okay, there was a shadowy...
Every new person is a new person. That no one ever reconnects.
Yeah, so they find a cat with kittens under the porch. And I wrote, he's going to kill them, I swear. And I was like, I can't.
When did you, what chapter are you in?
Oh, sorry.
Just so I know.
Chapter 22.
Okay, I'm like way ahead of you.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. But so, like, he talks about having a cat when he was a kid, mm-hmm. and that he, like, took care of it because they couldn't afford to take it to the vet, and so he, like, helped heal its eye, and I was like, maybe he won't kill the cat and the kittens. I'm really hoping that maybe he won't. But as soon as, like, you give a serial killer a cat, it's like, what are they gonna do with the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he says that his dad, like, used to make him sleep under the porch. Like, he would lock him out of the house, and so he had to, like, sleep under the porch. So then he's like, I don't want the cats under there, because it sucks under the porch.
So was there an under the porch and also, like, a bomb shelter?
A hurricane? Yeah.
Okay.
It's not for bombs, necessarily.
Because why wouldn't his dad make him sleep in the bomb shelter?
I don't know. Maybe that was, I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah.
/ hurricane shelter.
Yeah, so he also does this fun thing.
Oh, is this when he does the thing with the shed?
Yeah, so ugh. She was really stressed about staying in the house because she was like, I don't want to be where your dad killed himself. That's yes. Yucky.
And then he's like, well, it was in the shed. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. So then he goes and, like, forces her into the shed and locks her in.
Yeah.
To show her she doesn't have to be scared of it.
Yeah.
And then she, like, has, like, basically a panic attack in there.
And she's, like, screaming and sobbing.
Yeah.
And then, he's laughing.
Yeah. And then he lets her out and he's like, ha ha ha.
It was fine.
Because they had cleaned up or whatever.
Yeah, like, there was no blood or
anything. Oh, and he had done it, like, in front of the garage.
He hadn't actually done it. Yeah, it was, like, he told her it was the shed, but his dad didn't actually kill himself in front of the shed. He was just basically torturing her for fun.
Yeah. And
as those regular non-serial killers do all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they bring the kittens into the house. They, like, earn the cat's trust and get the kittens in the house. I went to chapter 24. Do you have anything for 23?
Well, I also have chapter... No, I skipped 23.
Okay.
No, I don't, actually. But all the stuff I have of 23, I already said, so I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe I combined the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, because chapter 24, Officer Harry's comes because someone seems to have eviscerated a dog belonging to that one store owner who was rude to them that time.
Yeah.
Which... But we're not, like, Sam is, like, in too deep at this point.
And she's like, it can't be him. And I was like, dude, literally, it's the same thing he did to the snake.
Like,
30 years ago or whatever. Like, come on. It was clearly Dennis in the middle of the night killing a dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh, 100%.
Like, that one time he went away and then came back with different shoes on?
that's when the dog was murdered. Clearly.
Weird. Yeah.
Clearly.
Shockingly. So.
But she's more suspicious about just, like, his general desire to be in Red River at all. Yeah. Like, she's not worried about the dog thing, but she's like, why did he want to come here at all?
Yeah, why does he want to, like, stay here? Like, that's so weird. Why won't he just, why don't we just move to LA? Like, yeah.
But she's a coward who won't ask or look into anything herself, so. Yeah. The story continues.
Yeah, so Lindsay comes and talks to Dennis, and then they're being, like, really weird, and they're, like...
Well, this is what I wrote. That Sam is upset because Lindsay is standing with her crotch pointed towards Dennis. And I was like, wait, what? Like, doesn't that just mean that she's like, facing him?
I think she's, like, leant back on a counter or
something. And is, like, thrusting her crotch towards him.
Yeah, that was... Okay. But yeah, Sam goes outside and, like, talks to Lindsay's son, who she's just, like, left in the yard.
Yeah. And Dennis is really nice to Lindsay.
Yeah, and Lindsay returns some of Dennis's old stuff that she's been
holding on to.
Yeah, for the last 20 years. So then some kids come and, like, throw a rock at Sam. And so Dennis comes out with a gun and, like, shoots in the air to scare them off. And then she uses his toothbrush and he, like, loses his mind over it.
Well, I don't remember that, but...
Okay. Just another example of him being horrible.
Uh-huh.
And then he leaves in the middle of the night.
Again.
Just in the normal way.
So wait, what chapter are you on now?
Sorry. I'm on 27.
Okay. So I have things on 26 and I didn't take anything on 27. So at some point, I wrote that we get an insight into how Mark, her ex-boyfriend, sees Sam.
Oh.
And he calls her clingy, possessive, and paranoid. And I was like, dude, I fully agree with Mark. Like, this is one of those two sides of a story give you very good insight into a real story. Because I was like, okay, Mark is 100% accurate about who you are as a person, Sam.
Yeah, even if Mark was trash, he accurately assessed, like, what you're like.
And then also, what's his butt? Still, Dennis still refuses to have sex with her.
Yeah.
And she won't talk to him about it. And she's like, I can't. And I'm like, I think it's reasonable. You're married to him. I think you could.
Should they? Not when he's like.
Not when he's
eviscerating dogs.
I guess that's true. But she doesn't think he is. She also thinks that sometimes Dennis hates her. One of her thoughts that she has.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the police come about him shooting the gun.
The gun. Yes.
And the police are like, we know you have guns here. Give us the guns. And he's like, we don't have guns here. And she, like, keeps backing him up to the police.
Yes.
And the police are like, have you noticed him just, like, going out in the night and, like, killing dogs? And she's like, no. And she's like, no, he's here with me all the time. Yeah. So chapter 28.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay comes over to watch the premiere. And there's, like, one kitten that's, like, very sick.
The, like, run to
and he's pack. Been, like, nursing this kitten.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, like, wants to take a kitten. And then Sam's like, you're not responsible enough for a kitten. And then Dennis, like, backs her up on something. And I was like, whoa, relationship okay now? Dennis supported her on one thing? Like,
ever?
Yeah. And then this is when Dennis is, like, tweeting about being white.
Yes. And, like, it's one of those things where he tweets about it, people respond negatively, and then he just, like, goes after them.
Yeah. Yeah, the really, like, healthy way to use Twitter.
Yeah. And Sam keeps telling him, you need to stop, like, you're digging a deeper hole, and he just will not stop.
Yeah. And then, somehow the kitten...
gets murdered in the hands of Dennis.
Yeah.
But he wasn't murdered.
Yeah, he, like, takes the kitten and... Do I need to describe how... He takes the kitten into the bathroom, and he's like, yep, it just died.
Died.
Sam is like, that kitten looks wet. I think you drowned it.
And then she's like, let me see, and he won't let him see, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So, like, I knew. As soon as they found kittens, I was like, well, obviously he's gonna hurt
him. Yes, I wrote. She, like, pondered, will Dennis kill the kitten? And she was like, nah.
No,
and
probably
I was
not.
Like, she was so sure Dennis wouldn't kill the cat, and I was so sure he would.
Right?
Just, like, waiting for it.
Yeah. So then she, Dennis got this, like, tin box thing from Lindsay. And so Sam goes to, like, open it.
But it's locked.
And then she, like, gets all stressed But then Dennis is like, it's fine, I'll show you what's inside. And he opens it, and it's, like, just photos, like...
Of his childhood.
Yeah, of him with Lindsay and with Howard. And he's like, I'm just disappointed that you didn't trust me.
I thought that that was a perfect manipulation. I read what he said.
Oh.
So he says, Lindsay never asked what was in here. You want to know why? And she says, because, like, she asks him because Lindsay trusts you, ?
Yeah.
And he says, no, it's because she wants me to trust her.
Yeah.
Do you not want that? And I was like, ugh, you evil boy.
Yeah.
You're so evil.
Yeah. That was a good one too. Like, and actually, like, from a writing standpoint, like, when she's doing that, you're like, oh my God, he just killed a cat. Like, if he finds out that she did this, like, he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah.
But then he's just, like, really calm.
Yeah.
And, like, scary in, like, a different way.
Yeah.
So chapter 30, they go, like, real deep into the woods to bury the kitten.
Yes. Yes.
Concerningly.
And as they're walking, she thinks to herself, Dennis might leave me in the forest
to die. And then I would die. Yeah. She's like, I couldn't get back.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, no. If you're thinking to yourself, my husband might leave me and I will die out here.
That's, no. That's an alarming thought. And you should maybe get away from him.
Yeah.
And
then it gets even more alarming.
Yeah.
Because they walk further into the forest and discover...
a lot of graves. Like, a lot of animal graves. Like, he has, like, this little area where he, like, buries things. But she's also, like, he's very, like, reverent to the graves.
Yeah, because he's like, I just find these dead animals and I want them to have a proper burial, so I bring them out here.
Yeah, which you're like, okay, you clearly have killed a lot of things. But it's also kind of weird that he, like, has his own little graveyard, because, like, he clearly doesn't disregard the lives.
No.
He just is...
It was really creepy. All the combination of those two things together creeped me out, and I had to put the book down, and I was like, I don't want to continue reading this. I don't know. I don't want to know where this is going.
Yeah. Because she also, like, sprains her ankle at this point, and he, like, carries her back to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then... Sam gets painkillers. Now she can abuse painkillers when her husband is scaring her. But yeah, the funeral happens and there's, like, protesters at the funeral, and, like, Dennis, like, yells at them or something. And then they go to this restaurant. I think Carrie's
in town.
Yeah. And Howard, like, looks through the window, and then, like, Dennis goes out to talk to him.
And then I thought, Howard and Dennis clearly killed these children together.
Yeah, I was like, Howard, not good guy. Okay, I don't know if you remember this part. I'm hoping it stuck out to you as much as it stuck out to me. He's sitting having a cigarette with Lindsay and then burns a spider with it.
Oh, interesting.
You don't remember that?
I wrote that he smoked and I was like, you butt.
You got mad at her. Mad. Yeah.
But I didn't remember the spider print.
Oh, yeah. He, like, had this cigarette and it was, like, lit. And so he, like, presses it into a spider and the spider, like, slowly curls up on the end. It's horrifying to read about.
I wrote Sam finally starting to see that she doesn't know Dennis. And I'm like, chapter 31. 3/4 of the way through. And she's like, who is this man I'm married?
This guy seems a little maybe sketchy. Yeah, so chapter 32, there's a hurricane and they go down to the storm shelter. Yeah. And so she takes more painkillers and tells him about Mark. And he tells her about Lauren, who was one of the girls that went missing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't normally tell people about Lauren because they just assume the worst of me.
Yeah. I only wrote about what she did to Mark.
Oh. Is this what... Okay. Tell us what happened to Mark.
I don't really... I didn't... It's very vague what I wrote, but it was just like...
They had a fight.
They had a fight and she threw things and he's blind now.
Yeah. Like, she hit him in the eye and, like...
Yes. And then I just wrote... Like, her boyfriend doesn't sound like a good person, but, like, obviously that shouldn't have happened. But also, Dennis is like, you're not crazy. He doesn't think it's crazy that she did that.
Yeah.
Because he justifies it saying, all women are crazy. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, such an alarming attitude.
He's like, it's fine. Like, you're crazy. So, like, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. What, you're
bound to blind some one guy in your life.
Yeah, you and I just, we haven't found that guy yet.
Or maybe you're his Alex and he doesn't know when it's coming. You gotta keep those eyes protected.
Yeah, but they end up kissing and I was like, it's weird that they're, like, having, like, a weird couple bonding moment, yeah. like, at this stage. Yeah, I was really confused about, like, what we were supposed to be taking away from this romance, right? Like, because it is developing,
yes.
in a sense.
I mean, the thing I felt, like, what I was taking away was just, like, the state a person can end up in where,
like, the
any type of love descent. Is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, it, like, spoiler alert, she is not a serial killer. Like,
yeah.
this is not a book where it's like, oh, they're both, like,
they're both
psychopaths.
People. Yeah, it was
no, like about it was just, like,
the her coming to love. And, like, even, like, as she's seeing the sides of him, but also there's, like, the denial of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't, it's interesting.
Like, the psychology of it is yeah. what it had me thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wrote, Sam has a weird interaction with Lindsay. And I think this is where Lindsay is like, I'm one of the girls that survived.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, okay.
I just wrote, I think Lindsay was in on the murders too.
Yeah.
In chapter 33, I was yeah. like, okay, it was Dennis Howard and Lindsay who yeah, did the murders.
As a team. Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Oh, she wrote, she said, I've seen what he does to the ones he loves.
Hmm.
So.
Which it was just super creepy. Their whole conversation, I was like, literally everyone in Red River is creepy. Like, why does anyone live here? Like, this is where serial killers come to flourish.
Yeah. 34? I just realized this never comes up again. She guesses his password on his computer and then, like, writes it down on a paper when it's really not difficult to remember. And I think I thought that that was going to come up again, but then it never did.
Hmm. I don't remember
that.
Like, I
thought he was going to find the paper.
Oh,
with
I don't
the password on it.
I don't remember that.
But yeah, she's, like, snooping on his computer, and then she thinks he, like, came in, and it's all like, oh god, Dennis is going to catch me snooping. But no, it's Howard who has come in. And she, like, freaks out, and then, like, runs down the road.
Like, yeah.
Because, like...
And he steals the box.
Yeah. And, like, Dennis and Lindsay, like, are driving, because she hurt her ankle, Lindsay's been driving Dennis around. So, like, Lindsay and him, like, drive past her while she's, like, running on the road with, like, this ankle issue and, like, she's, like, freaking out. And then, like, Dennis, like, goes to the house and then, like, sends Lindsay back to get her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Dennis is, like, really unhappy about Howard having taken the box.
Yes.
So Dennis goes and beats him up.
Yeah.
And then Officer Harry's comes and is like, I know that you just beat up my son. Like, who the hell else would have done it?
And, like, Lindsay, no, Sam, like, lies to the officer. Because
yeah.
she's like, oh, Howard, like, attacked me.
Yeah.
Which he did not. He did not yeah. lay hands on her or anything.
She just ran out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other thing I wrote about this chapter was that she constantly, at this point, is thinking about the ways that Dennis might kill her.
And then they have sex for the
first
time.
And then they have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
But she's high on pills and can't remember it the next morning. And it was right, like, right after he beat up Howard. And I was like, ugh, this is yeah. so icky.
Yeah. But she's also like, wow, it was so romantic that he went and beat someone up.
Yeah. So she keeps the bloody cotton ball.
Yeah, that was so
creepy.
Concerning.
Oh, yeah. boy, girl. Because yeah. she says it was such a perfect day, she didn't want to forget it.
Yeah. So the bloody cotton ball, just so we're clear, it was from, like, cleaning
his
wounds.
Like, not
because he bloodied her.
No, it was Dennis's bloody hands.
Yeah. yeah, really weird. And now, I think chapter 36, Howard is missing. How did that happen? Who could have done that? But then Lindsay, it turns out Lindsay and Howard are not pals, because Lindsay is like, Howard was gay. And in love with you, to Dennis. And then Dennis kicks the cat. And is there, because mm-hmm. of course
because
he does.
Because of course, yes.
And then she finds Dennis's other photos. He got the box back.
He gets the box back.
Yeah.
And she finds them. Yes,
She finds, like, a
this,
secret
This is, like, I've written chapter 36 to 39, and I first start with, it got very intense. So yes. I stopped taking diligent notes, because I was like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Yeah, we're
This is our climax.
Happening. Yeah.
So yeah, she finds... The memory box had a secret compartment, and in the secret compartment are the pictures of the women he mutilated.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. If if you've gotten this far in the podcast and you somehow thought he didn't kill all the other girls except Holly, like, you wrong.
Yeah. So she's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
My husband is a murderer.
So Sam at this point is like, what? Crazy. And then she like hides, she takes the photos from the memory box and like hides them in the couch for a second. Because he like comes home.
Yeah.
And then she just like sits on the couch cushion that she's like hidden the photos in.
Yes. And she's like, he's gonna go because he's put them in the hurricane shelter. That's why I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
That's in my head, I imagine it as this empty hurricane shelter and in the middle of the floor.
I pictured that too.
It's this little memory box.
Yeah. I feel like they should have mentioned it was like on a shelf or something. Like, yes. Something reasonable. Because I literally thought it was just it's
on the
dead
floor
center.
In the room, in an empty room.
Yeah.
So she's freaking out. Like, he's going to go back down there, look, and find out that the pictures are gone.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do.
No. And so he, like, they just go to bed that night.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't sleep all night.
Because she's like, I'm sleeping with a murderer.
Yeah. And then he is like, I noticed you didn't sleep, which is also creepy. But yeah, so then there's like this tense thing where like...
She's like, I gotta get to town. I gotta get away from him.
But then he like is like, you can't stay here alone in the house. Because she was gonna call Carrie. But then he's like, won't leave her alone. So then she goes with him to town. And then he runs into a store. And then she like hobbles like...
Trying to get to the
police station.
Yeah.
But then she ends up going into the post office instead. And
because the police station's too far and she's afraid she's not gonna make it. So she's like, I can get to the post office.
Yeah. So she like mails the photos
to Carrie.
Yeah.
But and like in this moment, like Dennis grabs her and he's like, back to the car, dear. And yeah. And she's like, thought processes to herself, I could scream,
but I don't think I'm gonna. I think I'm just gonna go.
So she goes back to the house with Dennis.
Yeah. You know, like the good choices that she's like all her other good choices. And so then he discovers the photos are gone.
Yeah.
And,
because what he discovers is there's a picture left.
Yeah, that was left in the...
Yeah, like, she didn't get all the pictures. Maybe it fell. I don't remember.
She grabbed them hastily from the couch.
And one fell, and he found it. And so now he knows. She knows.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you were, like, trying to go to the police station. Because he, like, suspected when she's, like, hobbling to the police station.
Rapidly.
Yeah.
On her hobbly leg.
Yeah. And so then she's like, no, I mailed the photos, so, like, if something happens to me, you can't kill me.
Yeah.
But then Lindsay shows up, and Lindsay's like, we definitely have to kill her. And then she runs into the woods.
Which one? Who does that?
Sam does.
Okay. But they catch her, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no, like, they find Howard's dead body.
Yeah.
Right.
In the woods. And,
Yes. And so then it's revealed.
Yeah. So then Dennis and Lindsay, like, sit her down, and they're like, all
right. We're going to tell you everything.
Yeah. Because it's the time, it's the point in the book when we do that. Lindsay is the one who killed Howard.
Yes.
And Dennis was not okay with that.
No.
But, you know, since he's a serial killer, he's like, fine.
Yes. So Lindsay killed Howard because Howard wanted to confess to the murders from their childhood. Mm-hmm. But Lindsay was like, we can't do that, so let's kill Howard before he can confess.
Because the first murder in their childhood was of Lauren, and it was related to the drugs that Howard was dealing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lauren ended up dying. And so they were, like, scared. Lindsay and Howard were scared they'd be implicated in it. And Dennis was like, I'll take care of it. And so Lindsay and Howard were, like, aware of what Dennis was doing. But they weren't involved in all of the disappearances.
Yes.
They were involved in that first
one. In the first one. But then what happens is that Lindsay gets raped. And then the girls tease her for it. This is what I've written.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then Dennis, one by one, kills all the girls that teased Lindsay.
Yeah, so then Lindsay, like, felt like she was implicated in it. And she was like, I wasn't mad that he killed them.
Yes. And Howard's help assists because they're all buried on Howard's property.
Yeah, which is the Officer Harry's property. But yeah, Dennis is like, mad at Lindsay for killing Howard because he's like, well, now Officer Harry's isn't going to keep quiet about all the bodies on his property anymore. Because, like,
was he keeping quiet about it?
I don't know.
What I wrote. Cause I wrote, Howard's dad also seems to know stuff, but, like,
I don't, I think he might have had, like, he he might have investigated
and
more.
Was like, oh, my son will end up in jail too if,
so he just ignored like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
but now that Howard's dead, he has no reason
to do that
because Howard's gonna dead.
Yeah,
he won't be going to jail, he's dead.
Yeah, so then they're like, we have to kill Officer Harry's.
So then they come up with this big plan on how they get Officer Harry's here. And at the same time, Lindsay's like, and Sam has to die too, because yeah, like,
so we'll like kill. Yeah. So
they basically were like, we'll get Sam. We'll make it look like Sam killed Officer Harry's and then we'll kill Sam.
And then
it'll be like a suicide.
Yeah. It'll all work out somehow. But then Sam is still like, if the photos are, reach Carrie, like she's going to know.
She's going to know.
Happened to me. And so they talk about that. And then chapter 40, Carrie shows up. Just, you know, because she is here.
Yeah.
I think because Sam called her being like, we need to talk. And then Carrie's like, I'm coming to rescue you from this small town life.
Yes.
So then before Carrie shows up, Harry's got shot by Lindsay.
Because mm-hmm. Because they do the plan. Like,
they do.
Sam does call Harry's.
But then they don't get to the killing Sam part of the plan.
Yeah, because Carrie shows up. But there is a dead man in the backyard.
Yes, and Carrie is coming in. So then Lindsay points a gun at Carrie. And then Dennis stands in front of Carrie. And then Dennis shoots Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's it, basically. Is like, Carrie is like, wow, Dennis saved me.
Yeah.
So he's a good guy.
Yeah.
From this crazy person, Lindsay, who just randomly shot Officer Harry's and killed Howard for no reason.
Did Officer Harry's die?
I think so.
I didn't write it. I just wondered.
But yeah, then there's this epilogue where Sam has the photos back.
Yes, because she never actually sent them to Carrie. It was a lie.
Yeah.
She sent them to herself.
Okay.
So that she could decide what she wanted to do with them.
Okay.
And she decides to do nothing with them.
Yep, she just decides to hold on to them. Because Dennis is in prison.
Yes, because she doesn't show them the pictures, but she does send an anonymous tip that the bodies were buried at Howard/Officer Harry's house, and that Dennis had done it.
Yeah.
So Dennis is back in prison for the murder of these other girls.
Mm-hmm. So Sam's back in England as well. Yeah, she's also pregnant.
Yep, from that one time.
From that one time, and she, like, still visits him.
Yes, she does.
Which is pretty wild.
Yes, I don't really, like, I don't really remember why in, like, a, what was her reasoning? Like,
that, I left, I, like, the last note I have is, what the hell did any of this mean? Like, I appreciated the epilogue, but I didn't, like,
well, what I've written here is, she's meeting with Dennis to decide, because he's going back to court now mm-hmm. with these new murders, and she's convincing him to take the plea deal.
To, like, be in prison forever.
For life, but I think but that way he avoids, like, execution.
Yeah, so she doesn't want him dead, she just...
And she says that she will continue to visit him because their relationship works better when he's behind bars, like... They had a good time when he was just writing her letters.
I guess, yeah.
So she's like, I'm happy to go back to that. I'm happy for that life with my son, maybe daughter, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And
me. And that'll just be our life situation.
Yeah.
That
was the book.
That was the book. Yeah, pretty wild ride. But yeah, I don't know what it meant, right? Like, I don't understand... I guess I understand it as far as, like, a documentation into, like, how you end up in this weird situation. And I thought she did a really good job, the author did a really good job of, like, capturing that, like, the media being, like, really interested in mm-hmm. the story and, like, wanting to believe a certain narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like, why? Why? What was I supposed to learn from this? Because I don't know.
Don't mail murderers.
Don't exchange letters with murderers. It just, like, I don't know. Did you take anything away from it?
Not really. I feel like it was not something with lots like to take hard, away from.
Yeah.
Just something to thrill you for a couple days. Well, for me, it was, like, I don't know, pretty quick. I think this one I did in a day, too.
Yeah, it's not, like, a super hard read. Do we all understand why I chose not to rate this man? I feel like he would just, like, hit the bottom of the list and he would live there forever.
Forever.
Because, like, there's no way, like, I don't know. And I kind of like having our bottom of the list be, like, someone that could be elevated.
Yes. Do you think that would it be worse for someone to actually be compelling and then you find out he's a murderer? Would you put him below Dennis? Like, is that worse?
Well,
is it worse for someone to, like, for you to actually buy that he's a good human and then he's a murderer? Or is it worse for you to be like, nah, he's clearly a murderer, and then you find out he's a murderer? Because, like, in one way, you know what you're walking into. Sam was just dumb. But, like, in the other way, I don't know, I think it'd be pretty awful to be
betrayed
by fall in love, be married for, like, you know, a year-ish.
Yeah.
And then be like, he's a murderer.
Yeah.
Like, but he was so good to me.
Yeah.
That would be pretty. I feel like that, if we were to find that book, that would put him below Dennis. I would put that person below Dennis.
Like, and yeah, that's the thing where, like, the reason I didn't want to rate him
is that it was just so clear. Like,
it was so
this
clear
is not a good human.
From the moment, like,
from as soon like as we, two, as soon as he
burnt
became
that
a
snake.
Physical, burn that snake. But I was going to say, just as soon as we started, as soon as she interacted with him
as
a real person versus the letters,
yeah,
it was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a big red flag, mister. Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was. It's a good read. Oh, good times.
It feels weird. We're like, this is the end.
I know. Like, I feel like we have to do something now. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men.
Yeah.
Or go to our Patreon.
Or go to our website.
We just got all the things now.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.